from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 25th day of August, here right outside the beautiful Dale Pels Scoring Game School at Chateau Alain for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. It is Sam and Greg's good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody in Chattahoochee Hills.
Chattahoochee Hill.
Yeah. Or as we bring up, is there an area that you feel like should be acknowledged? We do a shout out at the top of every hour to a different community around town.
Oh.
So I just chose Chattahoochee Hills, but since we have Miss Stacy Ellis,
how about where our new lighthouse facility is in Chambly, Georgia?
Oh, wait, bring that. Get the music down just a little bit. Say that again.
How about where our new lighthouse facility is in Chambly, Georgia? Give a shout out to Chambly.
Okay,
right.
There you go.
Good to Chambly.
And then Sam usually has some little nugget about a restaurant or a place he'd been to in Chambly or whatever.
Well, Chambly, that's where Peachtree Road becomes Peachtree Boulevard.
Correct.
So I ain't hanging.
In Chambly.
Well, we
could.
I'll have you know.
You were part of the show now, Stacey. When we have insignificant information sort of dominate everything, that's what happens. And we could not be happier to have you back here. Stacey Ellis joining us here. And this is your baby.
Yes.
Right?
We work a good part of the year to put this morning on every year. It takes the village, and I have a great one. And we're excited to be here again. Another year, Chateau Alain.
How many years have been doing this?
Oh, gosh, this is 23.
Wow.
23 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous, tremendous event. What can you take us back to the origins and what really got it started, the earliest memories you have of it?
Oh, well, the earliest memories would have been I was a girl, and we used to do a employee company picnic at Lake Lanier Islands, and there would be a golf event in the morning, and the guys would go do that, but then your whole family came and enjoyed the water park, and we had a picnic. Well, that was when our company was much, much smaller, and so we kind of outgrew that, and decided, hey, let's do something to work towards giving back, because that's obviously one of our core values. So everybody always loves the golf, so we morphed it into our charity golf tournament that our employees are involved in, our vendors, and it just kind of grew from there, and it's grown from being able to donate around $50,000 a year to last year we were able to put about a little over $130,000 back into our communities. And I'm hoping to do a little bit more than that this year.
Can you take a second and talk about your dad's commitment to doing exactly what you just said and when that started in your mind watching that happen?
Oh, from earliest memories, from when I could acknowledge and realize that was what was happening. It's always been ingrained to us. And just something they do, not necessarily something they just like, hey, you give back, telling us. It was just you learned it from watching and seeing and doing and joining in on it.
So. You were always going to be a part of the family business, right?
I was. My mom will even say, she was like, you were never going to do anything but go in the family business. Like, I was the one who just knew that's what I was going to do. And had nothing to do with automotive necessarily. It's great, and I enjoy that industry. But I just want to be the family business. We could have been a grocer, a jeweler, a whatever.
Right.
I just want to be part of it.
Talk about this event. Is it kind of like a family reunion, getting to see some people together and even your vendors and people that you do business with, but getting them
it
in
is.
A different setting?
It is. It's absolutely, and it's nice to kind of get out of the work setting and be with our vendors and just have a good time and our employees. And, you know, we're not talking about, I'm sure work talk goes on out there today, we'll be honest, but you're not required to, and it's just a relaxed day for everybody to kind of get together and be doing something that you know produces some really great results come the holidays.
Stacy Ellis joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, out here at beautiful Chateau Alain for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. And talk about your relationship with Chateau Alain. You mentioned you were elsewhere when it first started years and years ago, but now here at this location, and man, you talk about a place you can get lost in, I mentioned this earlier, there are a ton of people who will help you get to work, whether it's the spa, the golf course, the driving range, you want to go over here, we'll tell you. It's like, getting lost in Disney.
Right.
But your relationship, Jim Ellis' relationship.
Yes,
with
I can't
Chateau.
Remember exactly what year we started coming up here, but they are such a great team to work with. They're willing to give us two courses on a Sunday, which really all places want. That's kind of how we ended up here, but they're great to work with every year. Again, they allow us to take over their courses on a Sunday, which would be a good day for them anyway. So they've been a great partner. They work really well. They're the ones who make this morning go round.
Right.
You know, we get everything up here to work and function and have auctions and all that good stuff and raffles, but they're the ones who make the golf part happen. So we're very appreciative to them and getting us going.
You mentioned the other things, you know, the auctions and different items, because there are other things happening than just golf. Golf is the main thing, but there are other activities that go on out here.
Absolutely. We have a phenomenal silent auction. We have, I think, 97 silent auction items this year that are donated by employees and vendors and all sorts of marketing partners.
What kind of stuff you got in there?
We have solo stoves, we have iPads, we have golf bags, we have tickets to various sporting events and concerts, coolers, Yetis, just drivers, putters. We've got all the stuff, wine baskets, whiskey baskets, all the good stuff. So.
Wow.
You a whiskey basket or a wine basket, dude?
Wine basket.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Plenty of whiskey for me. All right. Now, I'm going to listen, let's have some fun here for a minute, because you've been doing this all these years, and I don't want to – some you can mention, cool, if not, et cetera, but what is the one event or what is the one story that you like telling that has happened during this tournament over the years that just cracks you up when you think about it? Is there one?
There's – this probably not for radio.
Uh-oh.
See, I told you there was one you wasn't going to be able to. I knew it. That's the one we want. Noelle's got her finger on the 7-second delay, so don't worry about it. All right, if not
lots
that one.
Lots of great, happy memories going out here.
If not that one, you know, maybe. All right, well, something that just stays with you then. If it wasn't, you know, one of those stories you can't tell, but just because it's funny, we do a number of things, but it's strange how we remember or why we remember something. Why this what seemed like an insignificant event? What's the phrase that somebody gets that attributes to them, that a special moment won't be realized until it's a memory?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That, yeah. I would say, and honestly, it's probably not like a single this memory this particular year, but it's just every year over and over all the participants of what can I give and let me buy this auction item. And I, as Wesley stated this morning, like, you pay more for the auction item than it's worth, but it's because you're giving it to charity. Buying super tickets and raffle tickets, like, you know, just give me 5 or 6.
Right.
It's not buying it for all the mulligans, and they're not going to use all the drink tickets, and, you know, they may or may not win a raffle prize, but it's just giving the money for the charity. It's just the generosity of they're here, and they're happy to help and happy to participate and want to be a part of doing something good at the end of the year.
And this is a great charity event. Have you had a chance, I'm sure you have on a number of occasions, to kind of follow and see someone who's benefited from it and see a reaction? What has that been like for
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. That's what we're... Well, it's not what we're here for. Those are the benefits and the rewarding pieces of doing that. When mm-hmm. we go to the charities during the holidays to deliver our checks and some, you know, we have some regular charities, but none of them live under the expectation that they're getting a check every year. And then we have new charities that we add every year, and just their surprise and their, oh my gosh, that somebody thought of us to nominate to be a recipient of the charity. Anytime we go do visits down at Children's, they're generally one of our recipients every year. I mean, just the kids, the children, the seeing the things that are provided for the children and those families are just
right.
incredible, and you can't match those emotions.
So we have today, we're here on August 25th. This is going to be first-rate event. How much time do you have to put your feet up and relax afterwards before you start thinking about next year?
Until about Friday.
What?
We get next year booked pretty quick because, you know, to block a Sunday and get it on the books for Chateau and what all we need here. So, yeah, we'll spend next week finishing out this and delivering raffle baskets and, you know, wrapping this year up. And in a couple weeks, we'll book next year. And over the holidays, we do our nominations while we get all the funds settled out.
Start,
so it's a year-round event.
And you try to add something just a little bit different every year.
Yeah.
This is great. Yeah, actually, you did for us, too, because we're not down there broadcasting.
That's
this
right.
We're here on cement on a level area.
A little more quiet, yeah.
And we could not be happier about it. Stacy, as always, thank you. We know you got a full day of activities, and they got you pulling in 6 different directions. But you have given us time. Every time we've been out here, so we wanted to thank you.
No, well, thank you guys for coming out and joining us every year. It's great. I'm happy y'all are here.
All right, so you don't get the golf today, though, do you?
No, because I'm making sure everything goes. Now, I haven't picked up my clubs in a while either, so it wouldn't be pretty. But I'm making sure everybody's having a good time today. That's my role today.
Well, there you go. Stacy Ellis joining us here. Thank you, as always, for having us out here, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, you guys, too.
There you go.
Thank you, again,
Stacy Ellis here. She is running things here at this Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. We are at beautiful Chateau Elan outside the Dale Pels. Why do I have a hard time?
I don't know why you say Pels.
Dave Pels. Scoring
got
game
a big
school.
Old sign right there.
Well, it's on my back's to it, so I got to keep turning around and see it. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 25th day of August, out in front of the Dave Pels Scoring Game School.
Can we give a shout out to somebody that's listening to us?
Well, you always got to ask. It's your show, man. You shout out to whoever you want to. I'm with you. I'll shout it out again.
Let us know that he was listening to us. Rogine.
Oh, please. Babe. Yes. Rogine.
What's going
you
on?
You
want to
know
man?
Blues? You just that. You know what? I'd like to go.
On his way to play golf somewhere.
He should be
he
here.
He probably is. Yeah, you know what I mean. But always good to hear from him.
The first name I connected with in radio when I moved to this city.
Yep.
Because he was playing the blues. And I was coming from Chicago, and I had to hear me some blues, and that man was something special. Really was.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you, Rogine, for listening. And I think he likes the shout-outs when we reach out.
Yeah, man.
Over there in Clark, Atlanta. Who have a brand-new, beautiful football field.
You know that? Red.
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you to Arthur Blank
and the Arthur Blank Foundation.
Speaking of Arthur Blank and, by extension, his team, let's welcome Joe Patrick on. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We are having fun. And this is another guy who wishes he was here.
Yeah,
Joe Patrick. Have you played this course before? I've never played this course. Have you?
I have not. I've played a lot of courses around here, but I've never played up there. So jealous. I need to fix that soon. Actually,
yeah, we in the corner, Dave Ashburn, who's over here in pink shorts.
Yep.
Pink shorts he is. Say that. All right, my man. Listen, preseason is over with. What do we think of what we saw, and what can we expect as the Steelers come to town?
Well, what we saw in the preseason was nothing of what we're going to see in the regular season when Pittsburgh comes around, like you said. You know, the team got, I guess, destroyed on the scoreboard in the game against the Jags. What was the fuck? I think it was 31-0. That
31-0.
That nobody cares. I think everybody in the stadium was checked out. In fact, you know, it's kind of funny. It was a decent sized crowd by the time kickoff happened, but then by the third, fourth quarter, I mean, the place was very, very empty and reasonably so. I mean, these are all the guys that played in this final preseason game are guys who are just fighting for a roster spot or a practice squad spot. None of the guys, basically, there no starters played essentially any snaps in this entire preseason, which it's just kind of crazy for me. I've personally never seen that with a team that I've covered or a team that I've been a fan of. So just a different take on, you know, preseason. But then that leads us into, like, I think we are all a little bit kind of excited and nervous, maybe for some, to see what this team is going to look like against Pittsburgh because of those lack of, you know, reps in that portion of the season. You don't really have a great idea of what to expect out of a team with a new quarterback, a new offensive coordinator, a new defense coordinator, all of that stuff. But obviously we know what the talent looks like at some of those positions and some of those places on the staff. And so I think that the expectations are obviously high for this team, especially after what they were able to accomplish last week and adding a couple of Pro Bowl players to the roster.
Watch for that. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Joe Patrick. And he is social. You can always find him at JAPatrick200 at JAPatrick200. All right, this week, and we're going to find out who the final cuts are. You know, and then you got a week to really get into your game prep. You think of how the Falcons are really going to use this time. And I say that because, like you said, nobody got reps in game that's going to play. Some of the teams don't have that to deal with. They did see their regulars get some playing action. Do the Falcons do something a little different? Just because now you're getting ready to actually go into the game and you want the guys to come in and appear to be sharp, even though we haven't seen them, you know, in real game situations.
Yeah. So I asked Raheem Morris about what this next week is going to look like for the team and the players, and he basically said they're going to continue to install, you know, essentially do like installs of offense and defensive concepts throughout this week, and then they will break on Thursday. Thursday will be their last practice of this week, and then that, he said, that will just kind of be like a, like playing a mini bye week, you know, where they have that game on Thursday and then they have got the kind of weekend off. So he'll give those guys the weekend off. I'm sure this is the weekend we'll see a lot of these guys, not just from the Falcons, but around the NFL. You know, you'll see them at college football stadiums. I think most of all of them are, you know, getting the weekend off. So they'll go, you know, visit their high schools and colleges. I know AJ Terrell was talking about how he's going to be the honorary captain at Westlake High School this Friday to have his number retired, number 8 there. I know he's looking forward to that, but then the guys will come back, you know, Monday then and have a regular week. And, you know, I will say this, Sam, you know, I think that because these guys have not gotten reps in preseason games, it leads people to think that they just aren't like getting work in general, but that's really not true. Like the reason why they're not playing the preseason games is because, you know, Raheem Morris just wants to, what he says, mitigate injury as much as possible. And that and what you're able to do in practice is essentially be able to go full speed, but you can actually prevent the, you know, the tangling of limbs that happens when guys are going to ground or you've got like messy stuff on the inside with linemen falling down and stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff that causes injuries and that coaches want and are able to prevent for the most part in practices. So that's what this team is doing. These guys have been working very, very hard, these starters. I mean, it's kind of funny because, like, I see them go, so I don't really worry about it, but I understand why people, especially because, you know, no one's been able to visit training camp this year because of the destruction at Flowery Branch. They haven't seen these guys play, but I can tell you I've seen Kirk Cousins and all these guys take tons and tons of reps. And I have no doubt that they'll be ready to go in week one. In fact, I think that Raheem Morris, I think that will probably be an emphasis or just kind of like a, you know, just so you guys, like, kind of almost like bulletin board material, like, let's now kind of unleash ourselves and show everybody what we've got because, you know, they haven't been able to see us throughout this preseason.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app, talking to Joe Patrick. And, you know, I was thinking there as you were talking and dissecting the offense and talking about the defense. I was reminded of what happened.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yesterday with Georgia Tech and Florida State, they won that game on a field goal. They won a game on a field goal or a missed field goal. And the one thing we did see throughout the preseason was special teams. How do you feel about that? Because we can talk about our kicker and what he did or didn't do during this offseason, but special teams heading into the season, how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be interesting. And obviously, you mentioned that the young Wekou's kind of been through his share of adversity so far in this preseason. But, you know, he was that last year, too. I don't know if you guys remember, he missed 2 extra points in Miami, actually. And people were extremely worried about him after that. And, you know, he went out there and had a good season by a very young Wekou season that he had last year, which was not perfect, but it was good enough, clearly. And I would expect the same. I mean, I'm not worried about him necessarily. I will say, I think people should be able to talk about, you know, if they're worried about the young Wekou. It's kind of a funny thing that happens whenever this happens with a kicker, because I think that everybody kind of implicitly understands the psychology of the kicker, and we need to make sure that it's kind of positive vibes only around him. It's like you don't want to kind of like bring any kind of bad thoughts that could potentially extend a bad kicking streak or whatnot. But I think it's fair to say that it's been I guess you would call it a disappointing preseason performance from Young Wekou. I'm sure he would describe his missed kicks like that. I have all the faith in the world that when there's a clutch kick that needs to be made, historically there's not many better than Young Wekou at it. So I think you still got a good kicker in the kicking game. And then Bradley Pinion should be good in the punting game. And I think obviously when it comes to special teams, and this may have been where you're going with it, Greg, that – you know, it's just going to be interesting and fun to see how this new kickoff rule takes place. And I saw one get broken. I can't remember who it was, but one got broken, almost went for a touchdown yesterday. And it was just right up the side, one tackle up the sideline, and yep, he's pretty much gone if he was faster. It could be, you know, something that happens in this NFL season. I think that we're going to see a lot of kicks were returned in the NFL. And so how teams adapt to that. And now what tactics that best let guys succeed on that play, I think we haven't really seen and will only see when the regular season comes around.
I don't know. What's up?
Well, I thought you were going to jump in here. You're trying to wave down some coffee.
I know, and it just kept, it drove right on by.
You can't yell at me, though. I'm telling you, man. Y'all make fun of me as keeping it on the show. The beverage truck drove by. Sam was trying to get some coffee.
Like, where?
Yeah, he was. He really was. Ken, Sam, and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, out here for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament, Chateau Alon. All right, what do you think about this first opponent of the Falcons? Everything has been going on and been talked about with their quarterback situation and kind of a little connection with the Falcons, or at least their old regime. How do you feel when you think about what's going on up there in Pittsburgh with the two players that we have been talking about, and yet – we can't let Patty go. She's got to come over here for a minute. We're going to need her.
Okay.
No. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the engineers we have here on site. That Arthur Smith is a guy to fix this.
Yeah. No, I mean, for week one, man, the NFL schedule makers know what they're doing. They know how to drum up the drama, and I cannot wait for this game. I'm sure a lot of Falcons fans can't wait because of the way that, you know, they probably feel about Arthur Smith and the way that his tenure ended. You know, I just think it's going to be fun all the way around because you've got this also on top of the Arthur Smith stuff. You've got Raheem Morris, who wants to, you know, prove himself. This is his first game as a head coach in many, many years. And obviously that tenure ended badly the first time. So, you know, I think that everybody's just looking forward to it so much. And yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh's got some issues. I got to say it's kind of, so far, it's working itself out kind of the way that I worried that it would for Arthur Smith. Because, you know, this is like, you know, I felt to me like the Steelers were just kind of taking, the approach of let's just get these guys in because they're cheap and we know they have talent. So let's just get them in, have them compete, the best one wins. And what it turns out to be is two quarterbacks who are seriously flawed, some in similar ways to each other and some in different, but seriously flawed quarterbacks. That's the reason why they're available for basically no money or very cheap. And I think that what it's going to leave them with is, and Arthur Smith with specifically, could be a bit of a poison chalice of a goal where you don't have that consistency at quarterback once again, which was obviously what plagued him so badly here in Atlanta. And I will say that Arthur Smith actually has been able to do relatively well in his career without a top quarterback. I mean, he got decent results with Marcus Mariota, you know, winning 7 games that year where, you know, everybody thought they were going to win less than 5. He actually had great success with Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. And so can he kind of work that magic? I think a lot of people are more skeptical at this point in time. I know he's already coming under fire by some Pittsburgh Steelers fans up there their lack of success in preseason. So, you know, he's kind of already got his back up against the wall, it feels like, which is not how you want to start a season.
Not want to start the season, but I tell you what, it's going to be great for our defensive unit because we can go out there and we got a disruptor on the defensive side of the ball, which is something we haven't had in a while. And so whichever quarterback we get, I think we're going to be ready for them when they hit town here in another week. I really, really do.
Yeah, absolutely. And also Justin Simmons, a safety who is a ball hawking, make plays kind of safety. And that's the kind of safety that I think could, you know, whether it's Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, obviously it seems like it's going to be Russell Wilson at this point. I think that you can really take advantage of, you know, the decision making, the willingness to kind of just chuck the ball deep with high hopes and, Jesse Bates as well. I think that when you add Justin Simmons to this group, it really kind of takes this defense from one that you thought that was going to be good with Matthew Judon coming in to one that you really, really feel like can be make game-changing plays at any point in time. And I think that's what this team has been missing, honestly, for the last couple of years, that turnover component. And so Hopefully those guys together can help bring the Falcons defense to that. But yeah, that, there should be, you know, it's really important for this team to get off to a good start in week one, considering the early schedule. So let's hope they can do that.
You know, the good news about this interview is we're done. And because of that, we don't get a chance to have Joe try and explain Atlanta United to us. Because he'd have a hard time doing it. Just I didn't want to do that. Unfortunately, they couldn't get it done out in L.A. And right around the corner, they're back at it again. But we will tap into your Atlanta United.
The new signing looked good. I'll say that. The new signing looked very, very good. Alexi Marinchuk. So
okay.
Some positive.
All right. There you go.
All right, we'll take that.
All right, Joe, listen, man, we're going to talk to you next weekend. You have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, and thank you as always.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. That is Joe Patrick, Sam, and I. We are still out here at the beautiful Chateau Alain for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. We had some people with the tournament talking to me. That's why I
didn't
go there for a second. So I apologize for
that. Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
You're waving, and I'm trying to do some stuff here. And pretty soon, we got to get on out of here and turn things over to Fricky.
Yeah, we do.
I think it's Fricky.
Is it?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Noel will tell us. Yes, we'll find out next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
And to build on just a fantastic performance by that offense, by the offensive line, just getting things done. But the defense is a big story, too, because a lot of people were concerned about their defense, and Florida State comes right down the field methodically with that first drive of the game. We said, whoa, the defense, they tightened the screws, man. They made some adjustments on that defensive side of the ball and came up with some big stops on against Florida State. So,
what was talked about this year to expect from Georgia Tech? Do you remember the conversation?
People figured they would be good and that they would take the next step. Georgia Tech, like I said, the in this day and age of the transfer portal, the word, you know, retention is a big thing, and I think we will see that more and more once the season unfolds. And we think about teams that had a lot of guys leave, and teams that had guys stay. And that was big here at Georgia Tech. They were able to retain the core of a team that had a lot of success last year and get those guys to remain and then add to it.
Right.
Don't underestimate the fact also with the coaching staff and over there and some coaches who have been very successful high school state championship coaches who are in Georgia who are on the coaching staff there at Georgia Tech. And that is a lot with just getting people to come in and see the program and see the amenities and see what is being done with the football program and finding different ways to get that done. So, you know, that's something that has happened. All that is added to the success that we see with Georgia Tech. Now see if they can get back and maintain it.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, we didn't spend much time talking about that, and as we get ready to make
I think Noel may have had the field goal.
Oh, did she?
Noel, you still got the field goal?
Actually, she was stepping away from it because she was trying to – listen, Noelle is working hard today. She got us out here, and then she's got John Fricky, who is also mobile, and so she's making sure that she has John Fricky.
Okay, and he's coming up soon.
Yeah, he's coming up top of the hour, so we want to mention
Braves are playing.
That's what I wanted to ask.
12:05 they're playing today.
Early start.
And you got to watch it on Roku. I don't know where you like to catch your Braves games. But today is on Roku.
But we're on Roku because I got Roku that you go and then you flip on and then you can pick the different, you know, networks that you can you got to go through that first.
That's where it is today. Okay. And, you know, Ronaldo Lopez is going to get the start for the Braves. We got a 4-2 win last night. Like I said, not a whole lot of runs, but getting enough run production, getting good work from the bullpen once again. And these have been close games. Sure, we'd love to win them by 5 runs, 6 runs. Those are games always fun. But the way this season has gone, if we can get some consistency with 1-2-run wins, we'll take them. We'll take them when we can get them.
Yeah, we will.
And especially considering the team's getting ready to go on the road, which will have us in Philadelphia next weekend.
Also, we have not talking about some of the other stuff. We ain't talked much about what happened to Daytona yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, earlier in the show we mentioned what kind of mood Michael Jordan might have been in having both his cars wrecked at Daytona yesterday.
Yikes. And one is solidly in the playoff and the other is right there on the line. And with one more race to go to get in, that's the thing. You look at that. Tyler Reddick is solidly in. Matter of fact, he started the race yesterday at the top in points. He's got 2 wins. Mm-hmm. That's great. trying to see if Bubba Wallace could get a win and solidify a spot. He was at 14 of the top 16 when the race began. And during the race, he was like up and down. He was drifting back, you know, outside of the top 16. He'd be back inside the top 16 after so many laps, you know, back. So, I mean, it's going to come down to the final week for him to really secure that playoff spot. And he had a car once again for the second week in a row. He had a car that was good enough to win. It just got caught up in a mishap and a whole lot of twisted sheet metal and cars, a lot of carnage there at the end. But you get that at Daytona. And the idea is to avoid it. Do you need to hang back in the back? Do you need to be way up in the front so guys in the middle do some moving around? And, you know, he's up toward the front, and it happened.
Forgive me for not knowing this, but does Daytona have an on-site museum? I would imagine there would be.
Yeah.
And the kind of things that would be in there. If you've never been there.
The winning car from the Daytona 500 always stays.
Oh, is it? But they don't have like a museum of all, you know, Cale Yarborough stuff or Richard.
I mean,
Petty
they got a little bit of everything in there, but yeah. I mean that car always stays. You know, but you do have a bit of a museum there. You know what people? You know what Daytona is famous for?
What's that?
People getting married.
Oh, I believe
proposing.
That.
Yeah, it's
Wrigley Field's known for that. Yeah, I mean, the sports cathedrals would have that happen. Yankee Stadium would be like that.
Daytona 500 is famous for folks getting married.
I bet you. I know another place would be Sanford Stadium.
I don't know.
Would they let folks in there? I mean, you know how many Georgia fans, man, around this state?
Yeah, I don't know. They let you in there for that. And you tampering with something there, man. You really are. The college football stadiums in the Southeast, you don't tamper with them.
Well, what are they going to be doing up there?
Their purpose is to function 8 days out of a year.
That's it. They don't have concerts on this. None of that stuff between the hedges?
You know, no, man. I mean, every now and then they'll have a concert. But yeah. They have the games and graduation. But that's anywhere. That's Tuscaloosa. That's
Knoxville.
They got
stuff going on. What are you talking about? The big... My man, they had Michigan
and Yankee Stadium.
So I'm saying there's college stadiums that do stuff. Notre Dame, they had the winter festival there too.
Once.
Okay, but I'm saying they use it for other stuff.
Well, once, but the most of these stadiums, where these colleges.
I believe you with that. Most of them.
That's all that these temples, these shrines. That's their intended purpose, man.
And you talked about this. Somebody asked me this, and I went, nope, Sam told me that you were never going to see this. I was talking to somebody who was doing some work at the house, and I was doing some yard work, and he has a little company that does yard work, and he wondered why high school stadiums doesn't hire him and his friends out to put grass for a high school, you know, football field, because we've heard that injury. Now, you've told me that you can't have – you got to have like a multi –
Well, now, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have a multi-purpose surface on these high school stadiums. But everybody knows that, you know, less injuries happen on grass, yeah, and they wonder why that high schools don't have that.
You don't have as much as that happening these days. The grass that's done now, the turf, it imitates grass a lot better than the old stuff did. And so you really don't have a whole lot of injuries on it like you did before. And because you added teams in different sports. And so the guys have kicked off football. The girls' flag football will kick off in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, in the spring, you're going to have lacrosse, boys and girls, soccer, boys and girls. You're going to have JV teams, ninth grade teams, and all of those sports. So, I mean, the field would never get a chance. You know, like back in the day, you know, after football season, coach said, you stay off that field. You know, but because he's out there, you know, cutting it and reseeding it and all that type thing. You know, I mean, there are very few high schools in the area that still have natural grass. There are a few, but very few.
I got to think, because we were talking about Ed Mangan yesterday and that little glitch out at the Braves Stadium, and there's never any sort of
discoloration. Oh, man, that place is always immaculate.
Look at this. They're bringing you fruit. They're bringing you. No, give them to this man right here. Because that's what he does.
Outstanding.
Look at that.
Oh, thank you.
Because you're the orange man. give all the oranges and tangerines to Sam Crenshaw.
Why?
Because you're Sam. Look at the family.
The bicycle's going by.
Man.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All these
Hi.
Folks.
Hi. Hello.
We are getting the royal treatment as we
people
exit
are riding
Chantel
by on bicycles and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Now, this has been. Now, I want you to meet Patty.
Hello.
Say hello, Patty. Thank Patty.
Hi,
and
thank
her husband.
You.
Rudy.
Thank you so
Patty
much.
Patty and Rudy. I've been blowing up Stacey's, Patty's phone for the last couple of days. I remember her from last year. By the way, your friend been calling me trying to get into movies. Who you put on me?
Ooh,
yeah, you had a friend that called,
like,
been calling me. That's okay, though. Hey. No, because they were your friend. I took care of them, you know, so. You asked me about him last year, too. But anyway, a friend of yours wanted to become an extra, and he made the move. Last year when we were here, we talked to a guy who was part of the tournament.
Yeah, we talked to a guy last year who was
in
the tournament.
Yeah, left his job to get into the tournament. But he used to work for Jim Ellis or one of the car companies.
One of the vendors.
Yeah, one of the vendors, and they let him come back. But thank you for everything.
Thank you all.
But you specifically, Patty, for putting up with my calls and making sure that everything was good to go, because this morning was a different location, right? And I hadn't heard from some folks, and I've been doing this, but Mike got the information. I passed on the information that you sent. That little video she sent, that was her. We got to get out of here. We got to shut up. Frankie's waiting to get out. Anyway, we will talk to you next week. Thank you to everyone here connected with Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament at Tualan. Mike Keller, as always, thank you very much, Mr. Crenshaw. You got to have a big day.
Absolutely. You know what? We're going to sit back and relax a little bit after last night. I got a late night last night.
You need to go home and take a nap. All right, for the rest of you, thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.